The dark mound of dirt in the Slade family cemetery marked the final resting place of family patriarch Andrew Slade. Flowers that had been placed on the grave 3 days earlier were already shriveled from the chill Montana spring. He had been buried beside his loving wife Hannah, on the Montana ranch that had been his solace. And no amount of weeping or praying could change the fact that he was dead. Although if that had been possible, he would already have been resurrected. His three daughters had been blindsided by his passing and were still dealing with the devastation. The doctor called it an aneurysm. His daughters called it a tragedy. But they'd been raised to endure, and even though their hearts were broken, they were tending to business, just as they'd been taught. At the age of 24 years, Maria Slade was not the oldest, but she'd always been the leader, and today she was doing her best to keep her sister's emotions intact. All three still lived on the property. Maria was the one who thrived outdoors, who had ridden the ranch with her father and their foreman, Bud, who was also her father's best friend. She came alive outdoors, could rope and ride as well as any hired hand, and had recently taken up training horses as her chosen profession. Savannah was the youngest, but a whiz with math. She kept the books, both for the ranch and its horse and cattle breeding program, without a hitch. Holly was the homemaker. When Hannah died, she'd stepped into the breach and kept the cupboards full and the house spotless, and had hosted their annual barbecue as if she'd been born to the job. Within the hour, they would be going to Missoula for the reading of the will. It marked the finality of their father's passing, and for that reason alone, Andrew's daughters were dragging their heels. Because Maria had always taken the lead, she was rushing to get ready, knowing it would be her responsibility to get everyone and everything in place so they could leave. She glanced at herself in the mirror, giving her appearance one last appraisal. Dark hair brushed, brown slacks, jade-colored blouse and suede jacket, subdued enough for the occasion, but still comfortable for the chill of the day. Chocolate brown boots in case of rain. She squinted, testing to see if that would hide the fact that her eyes were still red from a morning bout of weeping, and then sighed. Why hide the fact that she was grieving? Everyone knew it. Taking a deep breath, she pivoted sharply on one heel and stalked out of the room. As she was going down the hall, she heard the front door open, then close with a thud. That would be Bud, coming to tell them he'd brought the car around. Bud's diligence over the past few days had helped them through many rough patches. She knew he was grieving for their father as deeply as they were. He and Andrew had been good friends long before Bud had come to work at the ranch, and working together all these years had only deepened the tie.